John Jessop.
Jay Murray, how are you?
Mate, you okay?
At long last.
At long last.
Yeah, have you kept well?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I'm very busy at the moment because I've had to take another...
Yeah, I know, loads of people in the same boat, mate.
Extracurricular, you know, yeah. To feed the family and stuff.
That's right.
You know, but like, yeah, I'm very, very busy, very, very busy at the moment. I can't wait to get back to, you know, the norm. I'm still doing the cavern three times a week.
That's right, yeah.
Which is going very well. They just got an extension on the government...
Oh, have they?
Yeah. On the government funding, which is good. So
when's that going to...
Well, till it hopefully opens in May. We're still going to be doing it until May.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's,
and then after May 17, can public go in?
Yeah, but it's still going to be like, you know,
tables and jam. But no, it's great to see you at long last, pal.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
And congratulations on the Live Aid single.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
I don't know how you got the Bono part, but there's...
Tony Cook, bless him, he just phoned me up. He said, right, I'm doing this Band-Aid thing.
Yeah.
Before he'd even started it, you know, we got anybody else in. He just said, he went, you're having the Bono part. I went, okay, then.
Right, yeah.
And just got it. Yeah. Everybody was like, kind of like, yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, I believe Billy Butler himself even inquired about
it. Did he want it as well?
I think he did. So Tony gave it to me, and I was very privileged to do it. Like, so we recorded it, and it went really well.
It was a great single, wasn't it? And a great video.
Yeah. It was well recorded as well.
Yeah.
It was well recorded.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for us today, mate?
Whatever you want me to do.
Well, I'd love you to do the song about America, because, you know, so many people trip up on that, don't they?
Well, it's when I do it live, it's a favourite. I mean, as I say, some people can receive it as a comedy song, but it's not. It's actually a serious song, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yes, it's a live... People, when they see me, like, they always ask me, can I play that song? Like, yeah. So, because it seems...
So what made you write that?
I was just laying in bed. I always get this thing when... I've been on the phone to you many times. I've been laying in bed. not thinking about it in that way. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I was just laying in bed. You have that little... I think McCartney said it one time. You have this little magical moment before you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
And it is, you get all ideas in your head. I mean, I'd love to, like, have a bedroom in a recording studio, because there's so many thoughts going through your head.
So am I right in thinking, Jay, that you find it quite easy to write?
Well, yeah, this time, I mean, I've just been telling you that before.
I know you've written a little song.
I wrote a song today, you know what I mean, which I can't really play yet.
No.
It's a nice little song. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, like, prolific, if that's the word. I'm not, like, Lennon and McCartney, but, you know. But yeah, I mean, now and again, you'll go through phases where you can write three or four in a week, and you're like, oh, wow, some are good, some are really terrible. Like, yeah. But at least you're getting your thoughts out.
Right, and when you're out on the road, you know, you play your own material as well, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, my bread and butter is doing covers, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
But don't get me wrong, I mean, I've been doing that for 20-odd years, not only 25 years, but as I say, every musician wants to... stand in front of a crowd and like hear the crowd sing your song.
Yeah.
You don't quite do that for me yet.
Not yet.
But you know, that's always the dream.
Yeah,
that's always the dream. And people always like my songs. Which is very, I'm very privileged to like songs.
So tell me the story behind this one from America.
Well, I always say that it's a true story, but it's not. It's total make believe. Some of it's a play on words.
Oh, you burst me bubble.
Ah, no, okay, it's all true.
Yeah. How many nights have you spent on the bathroom floor, mate?
I've got my name on quite a few of them.
I know. Do you know when I listen to you sing that though, Jane?
Yeah.
You know, a guy that would do that no harm whatsoever would be Bob Seger.
Well, yeah, people were like that. I showed it to a friend of mine, Phil Melia, lovely guy, like great guitarist. And he plays with Pete Best with me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's the first time he heard it, he went, you've got to sell that song.
Yeah.
He said, it's like to Rod Stewart, because it's not like I'm doing it like, but it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know,
it's chugging along, isn't it?
It's very bluesy. Because when I was over in America a couple of years ago, and I was playing it, Right, it's that song. I was having like these old guys come on going, hey, what's that song about the girl with the one arm? I was like, what? You know my song? So it's like, it was like the national anthem of Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so.
No, but someone like Bob Seger or George Thorogood, they'd lap that.
Well, get in touch with them, mate, and get in touch with them.
And you only take 25%, you know.
Well, okay, I'll sell it for 25 quid.
That's so all right then, mate. Yeah.
If that's right, then.
Yeah. who are your influences, Jay?
Well, obviously, I'm a massive Who fan, you know what I mean? But, like, I mean, I wish I could write like Pete Townshend. To me, the guy's a genius. Obviously, Lennon McCartney, all the old stuff. I like a bit of folk stuff as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the song which I wrote today, it's called, like, Your Very Own Piece of England. It's, like, quite folky.
Okay.
Quite folky, like, you know what I mean? But, I like challenging myself, if you know what I mean? Because, as I say, I wouldn't say I'm the best songwriter in the world, but, like, I write what I like.
Okay.
And like what comes from my head and what from my heart, and if other people like that, then
so when you do a set, right, and they say you get booked as a private party, what's the normal run of the mill songs that are in the set?
It's not my own stuff, you know.
It's cover versions.
Oh, it's all.
Yeah,
covers,
I'm asking you. So what will be in the set?
Oh, obviously, what people can. I mean, people who've come to see me because over the years, because I've got been a big head, I've got a big following, like.
Of course you have.
It's just all the songs where people can sing along to.
Yeah.
Especially sing along to and dance. See, because when people go out for the drink and stuff like that, I'm talking like back in the day. Like,
yeah.
I'd never thought I'd say that. But, you know, they're there to take the troubles away. So if I, for that 1 hour or whatever, if I can make them forget life and just have a great time, that's my ethos in doing it, you know, just like... just let people forget themselves for that 1 hour.
Is that what you normally do, a 1 hour set?
Well, I can do longer as well.
No, I'm just saying, is that the norm?
Well, yeah, 2 1 hours. That's
2 hours, all, yeah.
But like, obviously, you kind of cater to your audience as well, because like, especially when I'm in somewhere like the Cavern on a Saturday afternoon, you get like groups of like Hindus and stag.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've got to cater for them. So
absolutely.
Kings of Leon and all that stuff. Yeah. You know,
so you don't have like when you're going to walk onto the Cavern, you don't have like the song that you're going to open with every time.
Well, that's the thing. You've got a couple of openers.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of finishes.
The power songs.
But in between, I don't even know what I'm going to say.
No, it's not.
Because
what about the ending?
Again, there's different ones.
Hey Jude.
Well, it's obviously the Cavern. Yeah. obviously the Cavern, but like. You know, I can do like all the different stuff which you know will go down. But like the beauty of it is, I mean, like, you know, with stag do's and Hindus, mainly the Hindus for some reason. Yeah.
But there's the one armed girl then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She had a horse. But you know, these people, like, you normally just like a pub crawl, don't they?
Yeah.
But like, I when I finished my first set on a Saturday afternoon, I come back an hour later and these girls, 30 of them, are still there going, you know, we've stayed because you've made our afternoon. I'm
brilliant,
like,
mate.
Wow.
You know, wow. Okay, have a think what you're going to do next. We're going to take a short break and then come back with you, okay?
I've got
Jay Murray live here in the studio and we're still trying to find him. There was a great program called The Fugitive. That was about a one-armed man, but I've never seen a one-armed girl. There was a one-armed detective, Mark Sabre, you know. But that's before your time, mate. But no, one-armed girl, fantastic. There was a one-armed drummer, wasn't there?
Def Leppard.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You know, because I'm very lucky that, you know, I've toured the world a few times, like, and I've seen like different cultures, different places, and people who think you're great. Now, if someone wants to come up and give you their time,
yes,
just for 1 minute, that's something special, because you don't have to.
That's worth an hour to you.
No, I mean, I've had people come up to me going like, "Oh, you must hear this all the time, but you're this," and I'm like, I said, "But do you know what? Believe it or not, yeah, I do, but I've never heard it off you, so thank you very much." It's always nice to be humble.
That's right.
Because they don't have to come and speak to you for that 1 minute.
Cost nothing.
And the fact
it?
That they do, because I see these people like that going like, yeah, and they kind of fob them off. Yeah. And I'm like, I know, you're there for them.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, I'm lucky I've toured the world and stuff like that, and, you know, I am a very lucky. Very
you
lucky.
Are, yeah. Well, look, we're going to go up to the news. If you can you squeeze one more in for us?
Whatever you want me to do, yeah.
Yeah, if you can squeeze, either you do another one of your own or you do a cover. It's entirely up to you.
Do you want to do a cover?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And let people know how they can get hold of you or when they can see you next.
You can get hold of me in any local toilet.
Yeah.
Just Jay Murray on Facebook. I don't really do all the Instagram and stuff like that. I will do some.
When are you next at the Cavern, Jay?
Well, Cavern Live, what day are we on? Friday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on the dot, 9 p.m. Cavern live stream. I'm on there every Monday at 9 and every Tuesday at 9. So you can tune into that and see me playing.
Right, okay. Yeah, the graveyard shift.
Well, I'm the headline.
Yeah, the headline. Yes, I'm the last one on it.
Yeah. On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+, this is Liverpool Live.